You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. It seems like I've been the cause of a lot of wash day arguments lately.
You certainly have.
Well, but really, I don't
did
mean...
Did you or did you not say does everything in the wash?
Well, sure, I said does is a new kind of soap for all three kinds of wash.
Oh, ridiculous. How can this one soap get grimy towels white...
Well, and dirty work shirts clean.
And still be really safe for my fussy rayon slips and nicer colored washables?
But that's the whole idea of does. Why, you'll get lots more wear out of those rayons and nicer colored things by using this new soap. Because Does is lots safer for those precious colors. In fact, they stay bright far longer with Does than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know, this extra safety is important now when you want such clothes to last as long as possible.
Yes, I've heard they're going to be hard to replace.
Sure. That's why now more than ever you need the extra color care Does gives you.
Well, what about my white pieces?
Say, if it's whiteness you want, Does will suit you to a T. Because no soap made gets clothes whiter than Does. Why, your towels and sheets will come out so gleaming white you'll be proud of them. In fact, you've never seen more snowy white washes than Does gives you.
And you say it's grand for greasy overalls, too?
Sure, Does will get them wonderfully clean, without any hard scrubbing either. Why, you just tell me if you ever got cleaner clothes with so little work.
Well, this Does certainly sounds different, all right.
Of course, even the suds are different.
Well, how's that?
You'll find Does makes stacks more suds in your machine. Suds that build up faster and last longer. So treat yourself to a new kind of wash day with this really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for Does, D-U-Z, today in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now the Goldbergs. Someone is missing from the Goldberg house. Emma, who's out for a ride with the man Molly wants her to marry. And Emma went very complacently, wanting to please Molly. Even Jake likes the idea, for Emma is a girl alone in the world, and a marriage would be just the thing for her, much better than working for the Goldbergs. But somehow, Emma's absence hasn't brought a fine glow of satisfaction into the Goldberg house. Everybody misunderstands the reason, except us. For we know that Sammy is attracted to this girl with a desperation too wild to be called love. And meanwhile, Molly, misunderstanding the whole thing, can't keep her mind on the cards.
Tashel the cards, Molly.
I'm on Tasheling.
So Tashel?
Tashel.
Tasheling, come Tasheling. I'm only saying if Sammy...
All right, Molly, please. Take your mind off Sammy and put it on the cards if we are playing.
Sure, put your mind on the cards if we are playing.
My mind is on the cards, my... mind is not on Sammy. My mind is on Emma, little bit, and Bruce Hanley. I don't know if Sammy don't like Emma. Boy.
Molly, if your mind is on anything else but playing, put away the cards.
100% on the cards.
She's 100% on the cards, Jake.
Take the cards, pick up.
Yes. What shall I play here?
Excuse me. Rosalie, dear, you're inside?
Yes.
So maybe the boys wish something, spill something?
Play.
I'm playing. Spill tea, cocoa, whatever. I got peaches.
Why don't you play?
I'm playing. I'm playing. Late. I don't know. Bruce Henry's got to get a boilie with the cows. Why it's so late, I don't know.
Molly, play.
I'm playing. I'm playing, only saying they're very late. They're very late.
You see, David, you see? That's why I don't like her to start anything.
Why?
Because with you, it's all or nothing.
No, that's better than anything or nothing.
Here, David. Here, play. I'm finished.
No, play, Jake.
Oh, Jake, please, just because. Jake.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll read my paper.
Oh, Jake, please.
If you think Emmy's going to come home from a ride with Bruce Henley with an engagement ring.
Oh, Jake, please, please. Am I so foolish? Am I so foolish? They're out for a ride for the first time, don't I know it. And Jake, darling, if you're going inside, don't start anything with Sammy, Jake.
What should I start?
Nothing. I mean, if Sammy says something about Emma.
Why do you have to sit in the kitchen? Why?
Because I'm watching something on my stove, that's why.
Are we playing or not? Huh?
I'm playing. Oh, it's starting.
Sit, Molly.
See that?
Sit.
If your mother wishes to befriend a lovely person like Emma, why should you object, Sammy?
Who went out? Who went out, I'm saying?
Papa. Sit, Molly. Don't go in.
Oh, David, you
sit,
see?
Sit, Molly.
David, tell me. Tell me, is there something I don't know that I should know? Why should Sammy, without reason and rhyme, not like Emma? Is it something beyond my comprehension? Is it something? Rosalie, come hither. Come hither. Please, come here. Tell me, did something start again?
I don't know. Papa said something about Sammy having a long
Where's
face.
Where's Papa ready to run?
On the porch, I think. Don't go out, Ma, please. Don't start anything.
Tell Sammy I want him.
Please, Ma.
Please.
Mama, darling,
why is Sammy so perturbed? Why? Just because Emma went for a ride with Bruce Henley?
I told you, he thinks that Bruce is too nice for her.
Well, why is Sammy all of a sudden, why is Sammy the judge and the jury and the jury in the courtroom? And the extreme. Huh? And the supreme. And the extreme. Why? Why? Since when? Why does he think so? Just because Emma said something once. From the minute, David, darling, that Emma put her foot on my threshold, he don't like her. Why? Because he wanted to surprise me that Mikey is coming, well, and Emma told me the surprise. Why?
It might be something else.
Well, then why can't I know the something else? Why can't I know it? That's what I want to know. Why? Jake?
Molly, put on a sweater and come for a walk. My nerves are shattered.
Go, Molly.
Papa's shattered already.
Here's his sweater, Ma.
All right, I'll go for a walk.
Go, Molly.
Go, Molly, go.
Sammy? Sam, it's starting again. Sammy, come hither. Come hither.
Ma, please.
Come hither.
Please, Ma.
Just a minute. Sammy, what occasioned inside with Papa in an interval? That I was here and you was there, we in the kitchen and you inside.
Ma, please, will you leave me alone?
Is there something I should know that I don't know, that I should know that I don't know?
Molly,
go.
Emma's not good enough for Bruce Henley? An idea? An idea? Bruce is not an infant in a cradle. If he thinks Emma's not good enough, he will know it. An idea a boy gets in his head, an idea?
Molly!
I'm coming! An idea a boy gets in his mental endeavors? An idea? I'm coming.
You don't think I know what it's all about? I do.
What do you know?
Rosie.
You don't have to protect me, Sam. If Emma likes Mikey or Mikey likes Emma, then...
What are you talking about?
It's all right, Sammy. That's why you hate Emma. You know something that you're not telling me.
Rosie?
Huh?
Yes?
Want to go for a walk?
No, thank you, Emma. I'm tired, Mikey.
Well, why? It's early.
You don't feel like going for a walk,
well, what do you mean? Why do you say that?
Well, Emma'll be coming home soon, and I'm sure you'll all want to know whether she likes Henley.
Rosie, what's the idea?
Oh, please, Mikey.
Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
Play cards, Sammy?
No.
You're going to come to your senses or not, Sammy?
My senses about what?
What? What is the conversation about? You want me to tell Mama? Is this something for Mama? When she expects so much from you, Sammy?
If Emma's good enough for Bruce Henley, she's...
She's good enough for you, huh? Is she, Sammy? Is a moment's pleasure worth a lifetime of being sorry? Let Emma marry Bruce Hanley and let it be the end, Sammy. Sammy.
Oh, all right, Uncle David, please.
Sammy, you love her?
Why isn't she good enough for me?
You love her? Being alone with Emma on the hill in an orchard is not love. The fire that's burning in you, Sammy, is not love.
David, please.
It's a wild fire.
Why isn't she good enough for me?
Just because you think she is.
Good night, Uncle David.
It's my fault. My fault. All my fault. Good night.
Good night, Uncle David.
Good night, Rosalie.
Good night, Uncle David.
Hey, wait a minute, Sammy.
No, I don't want to talk anymore, Mikey, please.
Talk. Talk to him, Mikey. It's all my fault. My fault. Nothing was my fault.
Oh, I'm sorry about Rosie and what she thinks. Tell her the truth. Tell my mother the truth.
What's the truth, Sammy? What's the truth, huh?
The truth is that I don't want Emma out with Bruce Hanley.
Well, you told her not to go. Why did she go, huh?
She went to please my mother.
Even though it displeased you, huh?
Well, she knew I'd understand.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been very understanding all night, prowling around like a crazy lion waiting for her to get back. You've got your mother believing something's wrong that makes you hate Emma. You've got Rosie believing that Emma likes me, and that's why you hate her. You've got your father believing that you dislike Emma because she's involving your mother in matchmaking. And all the time you're going wild because you love Emma so much you can't bear the thought of her being out with Bruce Hanley. Yeah, that's the way you understand.
The way I feel.
People don't always do what they feel, Sandy.
It's easier to talk when you don't feel anything.
How do you know I don't?
What do you mean?
I mean, I have eyes and I can see, too. I mean, Emma makes me feel the way she makes you feel. Why should you just let yourself go while I hang back?
What do you mean, Mikey?
Go ahead, figure it out for yourself, Sammy. You're smart.
Sammy is a little stunned. A little puzzled by Mikey's cryptic remark. But the future is going to add weight to it and trouble for Rosie Goldberg. You know, I wish I could hang a sign up in your kitchen, and on it I'd put, "Beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes." Yes, I'd say, "Beware of tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And beware of bar soaps because they don't have real speed." That's right, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan now that New Does is here. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really goes all the way for dishes, too. Does has everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Notice how soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell by the suds how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Rosie hears a confession from Sammy and draws her own conclusions about Emma. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does. The new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.